1, 2, 3.
Tether roof off, we gonna tether roof off the mother sucker. Tether roof off the sucker. Tether roof off, we gonna tether roof off the mother sucker. Tether roof off the sucker. Tether roof off, we gonna tether roof off the mother sucker. Tether roof off the sucker. Tether roof off, we gonna tether roof off the mother sucker. Tether roof off the sucker.
Not Console Arena, not PPG Arena. I was in the Civic Arena when the roof went back and the mothership landed. I was there. Now, you don't know nothing about it. You only know what you heard. I'm telling you. Look. 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 Everybody, look. The spaceship is landing. Man, George Clinton brought the funk mob. Kev, I've been waiting for months for you to play some music I can understand.
Try to help you out every chance I get, my man.
You brought it. You brought it. Hey, now, I trust that you played that. Because somebody's about to tear the roof off the sucker. Tear the roof off the mother sucker.
Right here in the burg, right?
Well, it's going to happen. It's going to happen right here in the burg. It does feature Penn State University against Pitt University in what used to be the annual game of the year. Chris, on a serious tip, you're feeling about the game not being played annually, you're feeling about, and I'm just offering this, it appears as though it's Penn State saying that they don't want to play Pitt each year. That's my understanding.
It is. I think you're right. First of all, I mean, the rivalry was just huge, and it meant a lot, not just to, you know, the school itself, but it meant a lot to the community of State College and also Pittsburgh, and really the whole surrounding area. You know, we need that type of rivalry, and we need that type of sportsmanship throughout our city that just helps to kind of keep everything close. Those years that Pitt did not play Penn State, I think we lost a lot. You know, now we're starting to get kids from, you know, not just the Pittsburgh area, but we started spreading out a lot more. Now you got Florida kids, Texas kids, because, you know, the in-state kids now, we wanted to, our big thing was, hey, I want to play Pitt so I could talk some smack. You know, I want to be able to go back to school. I want to talk some smack, and you can't do that anymore. I think it's a shame. And we know what it was all about.
Well, tell the audience, what is the reason? What is the reason that Penn State doesn't want to play Pitt on a regular basis?
Penn State, and first of all, I'm true blue, but Penn State felt as though that they did not want to keep writing a check to Pitt. And the check that they were writing to Pitt when Pitt came to State College was totally different when Penn State came here.
Right.
They felt as though that, you know, Penn State has the crowd.
Which they do.
Which we do.
No doubt.
You know what?
120,000.
We've already sold out here. But why? Because Penn State's coming. So, yeah, we got a little arrogant, you know, and I think it really hurt, you know. But it's all about the money.
Well, go ahead, Reg, and chime in because it seems like you got some insight.
No, I think Chris is right on. He's right on with it. I think the rivalry, which had to be ranked as one of the oldest in the country, I was sad to see it go away. I mean, that was the game we looked forward to every year, playing Penn State. For bragging rights. Just like Chris said, it's a game that you look forward to on the schedule. Like, yeah, we got these guys right before Thanksgiving. Our turkey's going to taste good. You know, we used to be looking forward to that game. But, you know, you don't have that anymore. And like you said, they do have the fans. I mean, one bad thing about Pitt, if we weren't winning, those seats weren't getting filled. I mean, there was too many other things to do in Pittsburgh, especially if you didn't have a winning college football team. People were going to see other things.
So, Chris, right now, Beaver Stadium seats how many?
110.
110,000. What are we sitting in Heinz Field, Kev?
75, right? 80, something like that.
Heinz Field, I'm going to say somewhere around 68.
All right, because Kev's a season ticket holder with the Steelers.
Yeah,
so he would know.
And I think it's a little less for the Steelers. I know the last time Pitt and Penn State played, they broke the record. So they have the all-time record for a football game in the city of Pittsburgh.
So, to your point, but wouldn't you think greater minds could come together and figure out a way to make up the difference through marketing, advertising, and the sponsorship and keep this game not only the Pitt Penn, it should be a Pitt Penn State West Virginia trifecta annually.
Absolutely.
And it would seem to me it would benefit everybody in the state of Pennsylvania.
Well, now it's cheaper. Penn State, it's cheaper to buy a season ticket for Pitt than buy one ticket, a Penn, you know, like for this game, this upcoming game. It's cheaper to buy a season ticket for Pitt. You know, because you actually get the Pitt Penn State inside of that season ticket. Or you can just buy one ticket. I think one ticket for this game this week was, it's a couple hundred dollars. You can buy a whole season ticket for Pitt. And Penn State got a little arrogant about it, man. We just, you know.
Well, so, but I also think, go ahead, Reggie.
Yeah, and to speak to what Chris was saying, I also think Pitt is in a precarious situation because Penn State, that's the only show in town up there. I mean, they don't have the Penguins, the Steelers, you know, what we have, all the sports venues they have, we have here in Pittsburgh, especially if you're not winning. If you're not winning, you're not going to get the crowd like that. Now, if Pitt was 8-0, ranked in the top 10 or 15, that stadium would be packed, especially with these guys coming to town.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now they're packing the stadium.
And I'm not even sure about that because if you go back and you take a – and I'm a Pitt alum as well, but if you go back and you take a look at the Pitt history, the record, 1976 national champions and everything else, Pitt still had a drawing issue.
Right.
Okay, so even when Pitt does have successful teams, that's still an issue, and I think it is because of what you mentioned earlier. Because of the competition, you have the Steelers, you have the Pirates, the Penguins, so on and so forth. Now, regarding the series in general, and I know, Chris, you mentioned that Penn State is a little arrogant, and yeah, they're a little arrogant. Anytime you say, well, beating Pitt is just like playing Akron.
Yeah, whatever,
it's like beating Akron.
That was misspoke.
Hey, can you pull that up? Can you pull that up?
I mean, that's terrible, but
that is.
I think when you look at the series, and like I said, I'm a Pitt guy, blue and gold all the way through, just like whatever colors you said. But, you know, you have to be objective about it. And, you know, just taking a look at all the information before the renewed series here, the last game was in 2000. And at that particular time, out of 96 games, only 22, a lot of people might not know this, but only 22 games were played in Happy Valley. And that's one of the reasons Penn State kind of has a grudge. Hey, previously we always came to you. Now we're looking for an unbalanced schedule, and I think it's a valid point. I think there are some things that Pitt could do. Pitt could say, but to be honest with you, even before I say this, I would like to see it where, hey, let's play two games or three games. Let's play the best of three, and the fourth game would be at the team that won two or three. Personally, that's the way I would like to see it.
And that's a great idea, and I'm glad you offered the statistics along with that proposition. But I want to ask this question of Chris. So, in other words, none of it has anything to do with what's being suggested, that Penn State is scared to play Pitt because of these upsets. Is that's what I thought they were going to offer.
Let me be very, very
the money situation, but I thought it was because – Penn State don't want to get upset again.
Let me be very clear with this. We have no fear.
I'm just asking.
No fear at all. As much as we respect Pitt, we don't. Come on now. We don't fear Pitt.
Well, let me ask you a question, Chris. 2016, I thought Penn State was robbed not being part of the NCAA championship, the top four teams. Do you think if Penn State would have beat Pitt that year, they would have been part of the playoffs.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So there you go. Absolutely. So I think there's some validity in what Bill is asking regarding, you know, really is
the
Penn State scared? Because Penn State is on the national stage. Pitt is not there yet. So Penn State has a lot more to lose than Pitt.
Well, yes, we do have a lot more to lose, but I don't think that we have any issues or fear against Pitt. That's ludicrous. I mean, yeah, you guys did beat us in 1 year. You know, here, it did hurt us. It did. But what happened last year?
And we sent you out the door in 2000.
But no, I'm sorry. But what happened last year?
It was at Happy Valley and you won.
Did we just win?
To be
win?
Honest with you.
Did we just win? Then,
no, it was a blowout. You're supposed to beat us.
I'm sorry,
us.
I didn't hear that.
You're supposed to
beat
us.
Why are we supposed to beat you?
Because you have more talent.
No, that's
you,
not
you
true.
Have more,
no,
it is
true.
Very true.
No, no.
It is true. It's
very true.
It is true.
Let me tell you something. I went, all my kids went to Pittsburgh Central, right? They had some of the best athletes there, I thought, in Western PA. That's my
where?
Opinion.
Where?
Pittsburgh Central.
But that's not Pitt.
That don't mean
but
they went to Pitt.
But listen to my point. But listen to my point. A lot of those guys went to Pitt and didn't go to Penn State.
No.
Consistently.
Some of those, yeah, consistently.
Some of those guys
consistently
out-recruit Pitt for the last 20 years.
So, Chris, are you trying to, Chris, easy. Are you trying to tell me Penn State is in the top 25 on an annual basis, basically, and Pitt is not? And that's a result of Pitt having more talent than Penn State.
More talent?
Yes.
I think our talent's equal.
No.
No.
I think it's equal.
No.
Now,
no
we,
not at all.
Now, we've done some smart things. So we got a local guy. We got Terry Smith, great recruiter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Recruits is there very, very well.
Absolutely. I mean, making our point for us right now.
Well,
exactly.
No, no, no. But I'm just saying, but that's not the issue. I think our teams are equal. We just
no. We just Penn State is supposed to beat Pitt.
We're not supposed to beat. How? No, why? No. Why are we? Supposed
because
to
you have more talent.
So
because you
win
have
this
more
week?
Talent. I think Pitt will win this
week. Or do
you
want to offer that they have more talent available, more talent to choose from? Does that drive home your point?
No,
more?
I think. Well, Penn State has the better program. And again, I'm a Pitt guy. I'm being objective about it. Penn State has a beautiful environment to play in.
The only show in town.
Exactly.
I mean, it's a great place to go to college. It's a great place for you guys to get notoriety. I mean, Pitt is sharing the stage with other teams here and things like that. Now, to prove your own point, as far as recruiting, you guys have been in the top five in getting landing recruits for
Thank
the last
you.
How many years? I mean,
we had a little down. We had some
okay,
down
okay. You went to 10 this past year. Pitt's not in the top 50.
And on top of that, we talked about the scandal that occurred.
And
how many years ago?
Winning.
10 years ago, 15 years ago, whatever. And that was supposed to be the doom of Penn State. And Pitt was supposed to be the big dog on campus here in Pennsylvania. And that never materialized. And Penn State is still doing a better job with recruiting than Pitt.
So then if that's how you see it, but yet you see Pitt winning this week.
I do.
Well, somewhere there's a contradiction there.
No, it's not.
Of course there is.
Because who had more talent? Did
Jacksonville?
Who had more talent? Did Jacksonville's Jaguars have more talent or the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Subjective.
No, it's not.
No,
super
no. The Steelers had more talent.
The Steelers had more talent.
Jacksonville had a better game plan, and they're
okay.
built to beat the Steelers.
So, who has more talent, the Pittsburgh Steelers or the New England Patriots?
The Patriots.
Okay, so we can go all day with this type
but
of comparison.
But the Patriots actually follow through and win
exactly.
with more talent.
It's not all about who has the most talent. It's all
right.
about what you could put together to win a single game. Pitt beat who was it? Miami last year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a top. Five team at the time. Pitt just knows how
they just know
to
how
pull
to win.
It together to win a big game.
Really?
Yes. I think I don't have it here, but I could bring it up. I believe over the last 3 years,
they've won some huge games.
Pitt
yes,
won three or four games against top five teams in the
okay.
nation.
Okay.
And the number one team.
Well, Clemson.
Yes.
Miami. Penn State, that's three right off the top of my head over the last 2 years.
Well, I just wanted to offer, it's about time Reggie spoke up. I didn't know
no, well,
if he was scared.
I didn't even know he went to Pitt. I didn't even know he went to Pitt. He had the Pitt hat on. I didn't know.
I want
Reggie speak up, say something, man. Defend the blue and gold.
No, no, Kev's been doing a great job. I just could chime in where just to try to give him a little help on some certain things. But over the last 20 years, I mean, Penn State's clearly been the class – more class organization. I mean, and I think they've beaten Pitt to the punch on recruits, even coaching hirings. Like
True.
You said, you've gotten one of the best recruiters in Western Pennsylvania. Why didn't Pitt get this guy? I mean, it's a lot of things you can bring up.
Considering that he grew up 5 minutes from here.
And coached at Gateway High School. I mean,
you know, so.
Now, and let's talk about this week's game. If you saw, you know, week one, I know you're not really trying to show a whole lot. You're trying to reserve some things for the big rivalry game. I understand that. But I tell you what, Penn State has a lot of shoring up to do.
Absolutely.
Penn State gave up a 100-yard kick return.
Mm-hmm.
Pitt, the beginning of the game, had a 91-yard kickoff return.
They did.
Okay, so from a special team standpoint, I think that's an issue. And also from a scoring standpoint, they gave up a lot of points that particular game. You know, that was the first time Penn State allowed 31 points against a non-ranked team since 1995.
I can believe
that.
Now,
remember the game here, the last time they played at Heinz Field. It was a high-scoring game.
Mm-hmm.
And I expect it to be the same this coming week. Now, I only mentioned a few things to look at with the game coming up this week.
Well, let me say this. Penn State is not the Penn State from last year and the year before. First of all, Joe Moorhead's gone, the offensive coordinator, okay, who was a huge part of the new offense. We got a new special teams coach that came in. He's new. Got a new running back.
That's why I said
coach.
They need to shore it up.
Exactly. And those are all the areas I think that can really hurt us.
Does this come under, because I'm a little slow, these are excuses. I just want to write down what categories.
Well, let me be clear with this. We still win.
Okay.
Now, I don't think it's going to be a blowout, but I like it usually is. But I
mean, you just gave up two TDs.
Oh,
in less than 2 minutes.
Oh, it's
the last
happen.
Game, as well as when I talk about special teams, you all gave up an onside kick.
No, absolutely.
The last game.
Absolutely.
So, and I really see where Pitt could take advantage of the special teams. That's going to be a big factor. Also, Pitt is a lot better defensively
and that's huge,
than they were last year.
Because they were the worst last right. year, over the last right. couple of years. And for Pat, Coach Narduzzi to come from Michigan State, and he was always a defensive guru, I didn't understand how their defense at Pitt didn't get any better over the years. Now, I'm not going to say Pitt's defense is better because they played Albany State, and Albany just don't scare me.
Sure.
And the same token, Penn State played Appalachian State, and they've been a giant killer for the last 10 years, if I'm not mistaken. They've knocked off a lot of ranked teams. So I didn't see that game as a surprise. But I do see this week that feelings are going to be high for this game, especially if it's going to be the last one for a while until they come up with a new plan. I think feelings are going to be high, and I think the first big play, and it might come from special teams, like you said, but knowing Penn State and knowing that coach
Maurice
up there,
French.
I don't see Penn State letting another kickoff run back. I think they're drilling that as we speak, trying to do that. I think the big play is going to have to come from this new Pitt quarterback that's looked well in his first
and
game.
Confident.
Yeah, and he looks confident. If they can protect this kid, I think that they can stand up in this game for a while.
Well,
let me
get some response from you guys. Go ahead, Kev.
Before you do, Bill, we actually have a question that just came in from Twitter, and people are really getting good at this, fellas. You know, we record on Tuesdays, and we air this thing on Wednesday. People realize we're sitting here recording a show, and they want to know about different things.
Okay.
So I have to put that out there as well that, again, we are on Twitter, Soul Tate Champions Live at STCL Sports. Again, on Twitter, Soul Tate Champions Live at STCL Sports. Now, let me see what this little tweet is, if I could read it here. When kind of wordy here, so let me see if I could break it down. Basically, what is the record for Pitt against Penn State? How many times has Pitt won? What is the record of Penn State? And I could barely read this thing.
In the history of the game?
Right, and I actually have it here. Penn State leads the series 51-43-4. And they also wanted to know who won the recent game. So as we indicated before, over the last 2 years, Pitt won here in Pittsburgh and Penn State won in Happy Valley. So this is really the rubber match, correct?
Absolutely.
Well, I'm glad that's what the Twitter was. I thought for sure somebody was Twittering you to ask you to stop slapping Chris around because he's a guest on the show, and we hope to have him back. Because you got a little, you know, you got to, sometimes you get a little, you know, you get a little aggressive, a little pushy.
Hey, I mean, giving the facts.
It ain't Chris's fault. It ain't Chris's fault that they got more talent. I mean, you know, blame it on Chris.
Right.
But I wanted to get to a couple off the field things. Are you guys alumni still connected? Are you connected alumni wise?
Absolutely.
You have a sense of the fan base. So two questions. First, Chris, for you, how does the Penn State fan base feel about wanting to play Pitt? Do you have a sense of that?
Oh yeah, I mean they're very excited. It basically shows it really shows on Saturday the fact that we're going to pack out.
So they want to keep it. The fans
want to keep it going because it makes sense.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, if I go ahead, Bill.
Go ahead.
Well, I just have this Twitter thing again going, and I did miss a part of that question. What is the record of Penn State coach? I don't have it up. I'm not sure, Chris, if you know the record offhand. If not, we can find that out. And also, will Pitt ever have a black head coach for football?
Will Pitt or Penn State? Which one?
Pitt.
I think that's directed at you, Rich.
Well, I don't think there'll be one in my time. If you're asking me, I don't think there might not be another black quarterback at Pitt in my time.
Okay.
So.
Why is that, Rich?
Well, I think the last one we had, Rod Rutherford, I thought did a great job here. After that, I just – they don't recruit them. I don't think they go out recruiting them. I haven't seen one recruit come in that was at the quarterback position that was the black. So
you sound like you're very well connected. Oh, absolutely. With what's going on
absolutely.
In the Pitt program.
And, you know, when the recruits come in, guys, we all talk to each other. We actually have a Facebook page, Pitt Ballers, that they talk about why don't they recruit black quarterbacks and things. They don't recruit them.
Well, my question to you about the fan base was going to be, how do the Pitt fans really feel about, if you have a sense of this, you know, this continual conversation about needing to have a stadium on campus? Is that really part of the problem in getting the student body to go all of 13 minutes away from Oakland to the north side to the game?
And well, before you answer that, Reggie, I don't want us to forget we did have a black head coach. He only lasted a day or two.
He never got to coach a football
exactly.
game.
Exactly. He didn't go to the sidelines. Never got to coach but a football. And I didn't have a black head coach.
I did remember that, but I didn't want to bring that up
for more than obvious. Okay.
Absolutely. So
that count on Kev.
It didn't pan out, and I don't think it'll ever happen again.
Facts.
Because
you can count on Kev to bring up some stuff we don't need to.
Hey, I'm being honest and objective.
But you're a Pitt fan base. When are they going to start filling up the stadium because they're fans? And that's what fans do.
I mean, you see it. I think it's a Pittsburgh thing. You see it in Pirate baseball. You see it. If you don't put a winning product on the field, you're not going to fill it up. I mean, I've never seen a Penguins stadium not filled up.
So your contention is if Pitt had a winning program, the student body would come?
I think they would come, as in my time, when you played the big teams, that stadium was filled up. When you played Temple or somebody that wasn't a big school, you know, hardly the diehards would come. It wasn't a big game for them. So
I think that matters. I think a winning program matters, and I think the competition matters.
Absolutely.
And I think those two things together are important if you want to have a collective fan base that's going to be supportive.
You know, you also have to remember with Penn State, we're drawing from Philly, Pittsburgh, and D.C. So we have a much bigger area. Our actual radius is a lot bigger than just Pitt saying we're just, you know, it's just Pittsburgh. So that could be a reason why we can fill up our stadium a lot easier. You know, because you got a lot of fans from the East that are coming.
Next question for you guys, whenever we have a guest of notoriety on the show, I always like to get something from the inside track. But, Reg, I'll start with you. Greatest moment at Pitt, on or off the field, your memory – because, man, what tradition there is at the University of Pittsburgh. Mike Dick, Tony Dorsett, on and on and on. But greatest moment you recall?
I had a couple. I'll give you two. Because one was a funny one, and then one was on the field.
But you're smiling now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a family show now.
Let me start. I'll say my freshman year, we were getting ready to play Tennessee, the Tennessee Volunteers. And the big hype that week was big Bill Frelick versus Reggie White. And we were playing in Tennessee. So Tennessee had the first 100,000-seat stadium. Or, and it was packed. There was 100,000 was in the stadium. Trust me. So, you know, we're going out there, and Coach Faze gives the speech. You know, he's getting everybody pumped up for the game. And, you know, we go out there. So, as we're coming out the tunnel, you know, I'm a freshman. Never seen 100,000 fans before. And I'm looking up, and I stopped running. And I got ran over by Bill Frelick as I was looking up, and I was amazed. And they left me there until they came and picked me up.
That's crazy.
And said, "Reg, you back? Are you back yet? Are you back?" So I thought that was a great moment. It introduced me to college football and the big time. Like, I didn't know this was going to be like this for real.
Well, Dwayne Woodruff offered something similar to that when he came out in the Super Bowl, and he said that, you know, aside from his marriage and the birth of his children, nothing was more electric than coming out in that Super Bowl and coming out into that stadium. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Now, here you go. Now I'll tell you something funny.
That was funny.
No, well, my senior year, we were running for the Pro Scouts up at the stadium. So before we went out, the Seattle Seahawks scout came in and said he wanted all the Pitt players in the room, in the locker room, wanted to talk to us. So he said, "You guys have the most talent than any school on the East Coast, or I'm going to say the country. Other than them USC clowns, you jagoffs have the best talent we've ever seen." He said, "Why you're not putting it together on the field is beyond me. And we think it's because you're undisciplined." And he started screaming. The scout screaming at the team, "We're undisciplined. We're undisciplined." So we're all looking at each other in the room like, you know, he's not our coach. You know, we were looking at him just like, so we all started screaming when we went out, "Undisciplined, undisciplined." And we just went out the pro day. Everybody did their thing. It was hilarious, but we all thought that was funny. It was a joke for all of us from then on for this scout to tell everybody that we were the most undisciplined Jaguars on the East Coast, wow. University of Pittsburgh.
That's crazy. Chris, what about your finest moment at Penn State?
I'd probably say probably my freshman, sophomore year. I believe we were playing Maryland, and it was down at about the 3-yard line. And it was 4th-and-1. We're about ready to get in. And I'm standing next to Joe. I'm waiting. I'm thinking, okay, here's my great opportunity. And Gringo, and Joe turns around, and he starts, "I need a running back. I need a running back." He has a high voice. And he says, "Lydell, Lydell. Where's Lydell?" And everybody looks around like, "Lydell?
Been gone.
Who are you calling?" Right? So, now Lydell played
years ago.
1970.
Right. Yeah, I met him on campus.
Yeah, and we're all sitting there looking. Everyone just got quiet and just looked. And someone just grabbed me and said, "Just go in, just go in." So that was probably my craziest moment when I realized that, man, Joe's a little
off. You're lying to hell now.
Yeah, he's a little off, too. But other than that, man, just probably my funnest moment of Penn State, or not even up at Penn State, was probably my freshman year also, when we lost Oklahoma for the national championship. And after the game, we all stayed at the same hotel. And, man, the guys from Oklahoma, they came over. And they were like, "Hey, man, the game is over, right?
Let's party."
They said, "Let's party.
Let's get it on."
And we all went on the field, man. I mean, on the beach, man, and it was just a blowout. So that was my –
That's great.
Those are my times.
The college life. Yeah. We're going to come back after this next break, get these guys to give us their predictions on the game. Coming up this Saturday at Heinz Field in Pittsburgh, PA. 1 o'clock kickoff, guys?
No, 8 p.m.
8 p.m. game.
We want projections, Bill. For the whole year.
Yeah, we want that, and we want to get whatever opinions or responses you have to some of Kevin's college questions, and we'll get out all that, and then we'll be coming back to be joined by two very special guests, Mark Whitett, who will come in and try to explain anything he can about the Pittsburgh Pirates, and the lovely Aziza is making her debut on our show with a whole lot of stuff. The only thing you need to know about Aziza is she's pretty. No, that's not true. She's pretty and talented. She's an economic genius, if you will. So we're coming right back, but I want to leave everybody with this so there's no rebuttal. Kiki, you probably don't know. Pitt nor Penn State have ever beat Slippery Rock in a football game. Let me tell the nation, in case you don't know, we used to have the number one sold shirt in the land. More than Notre Dame, more than Pitt, more than Penn. And look, Penn State, Pitt never beat the Rock in a football game. I'm here to represent. We'll be right back in a moment.
VIPs get the full treatment everywhere they go. First class this, front row that, and all access everything, right? Well, that's what you get when you subscribe to UrbanMediaToday.com. You'll be the first to receive exclusive updates in entertainment, news, sports, finance, health, and fashion. You'll also have a direct line to our online station that gives you the best in R&B, classic soul, jazz, gospel, old school hip hop, and more. What else does an Urban Media Today VIP get? How about a chance at winning great prices like free tickets to shows? That's a good price. Gift cards, Urban Media Today swag, and more. And if you don't get enough of HBCU sports, how about an all-access pass to the latest in HBCU football and basketball online? And also on Urban Media Today Radio. And most importantly, you'll receive access to Urban Media Today's podcast on sports, news, finance, entertainment, and more. It's a look inside the urban lifestyle in the palm of your hand or on your desktop. So subscribe today for only a year for $19.99, and we'll do the rest. Urban Media Today is your source for urban entertainment, news, sports, fitness, and lifestyle. So what you waiting for? Log on to UrbanMediaToday.com and subscribe today.